Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts podcast. We're going to look ahead to the final league fixture of this season's Premier League. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is commentator John Gwynn. How are you, John?
Very well, thank you, Mark. Yes.
Good. Following last week's action, John, Phil Taylor's draw with Peter Wright and Gary Anderson's victory over Dave Chisnell, it means that we're going to the final week in Brighton with three players bidding for the final two places in the playoff positions. It's going to be a good week, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And invariably, by this stage in the competition, the top place or the top couple of places have been sorted. That's the nature of league, of course, and when you have dominant figures like Phil Taylor, as we have had in the past, that is always going to be the case. This year it's been a little more competitive because of the slow start which Taylor had, but he's very much in the mix for that third and fourth place, even though Van Gerwen and Van Barneveld have assured themselves of probably first and second.
Yeah, and what it means is that Phil Taylor, Peter Wright and Gary Anderson are the three players fighting for those positions. Van Gerwen and Van Barneveld played each other in week 14 as well, and it was a 7-4 win for Van Gerwen. Both players already through, as you mentioned, John. But what does that say to you going into the finals? Does it say that Van Gerwen is the better player of the pair?
I think you have to say that. I think in the end, in the same way that after last Sunday's results, you have to say, and Steve Gerrard, to his credit, did say this, Manchester City have been the best side over 38 games. And I think the same applies to individual players in this competition. Michael Van Gerwen will have been the best player over 16 games. Whatever happens in the final match, he will finish top, I feel. And you can't argue with the results. Yes, I think that in the end, the league table doesn't tell lies. And Thornton's 9 points tells you that he's had some disappointing results. And Van Gerwen, the two Dutchmen, have had some excellent results. So I would suggest that Van Gerwen's victory over Barney cemented the superiority that he has over him at the moment.
Okay, and the other match last week was Adrian Lewis against Robert Thornton. Nothing at stake in that game apart from sixth place and not finishing bottom. And Adrian Lewis won his first game in 9 matches. He beat Robert Thornton in that one. So a bit of a dead rubber, that one. But we'll move on to week 15 now, the action in Brighton. And as we've said, it's a crucial week for the final qualification places. And first up is a match that has nothing to do with the qualification places. It's Dave Chisnell against Adrian Lewis. Chizzy's 9-4, the draw 4-1, and Adrian Lewis 8-11. How do you see this one going, John?
You might actually see a quite outstanding game here because both players will play with great freedom. They're good friends. Chisnell, Lewis and Gary Anderson were all together last weekend way up in small town called Turriff in Aberdeenshire. I was with them as the compound. We had a great time. 2 nights of darts and a bit of snooker in the daytime. And Chisnell and Lewis, great friends. And I think they'll go up there and put on an exhibition. There's freedom now attached to this game. I don't think they'll be larking about. I think they'll still take it quite seriously. After all, there's money to be gained by finishing in as high a position as you can in the table. And since Chisnell is in danger of finishing bottom, should he lose and Thornton win, he will want to make sure that he gets a couple of points from this final game. So it should be very entertaining. Yes, it's a dead game in one sense, but so was Lewis and Thornton, as you mentioned last week, and it was a cracking match. I'm going to take Lewis, who beat Thornton 7-5 last week, to add to that, to pick up 2 more points, and finish up, I think I'm right in saying, on 15 points he'll end up on. And I think he'll beat Chisnell 7-4.
Okay, 7-4. To Adrian Lewis then in the opening game. After that, it starts to get a little bit more serious with the three players in action bidding for the final two playoff places, and Gary Anderson is the first of them to state his case. He's up against Raymond Van Barneveld. It's 5-4 for Anderson, the draw 7-2, and Barney is 11-8. How do you see this one going, John?
I see this as being an extremely tense game, not necessarily outwardly. You may not see it in the players, certainly in Anderson's body language, but I think inside he'll be quite tense. As I say, I was with him last weekend, spent quite a bit of time with him, and he's very confident that he can win this and secure himself a top four spot. He says, I know what I've got to do. I've got to make sure I win my game and not rely on somebody else doing it for me, i.e., we'll come to it in a bit, somebody beating Peter Wright on his behalf. I think that you have to go into it as positively as that. Barney's had a great run. He's only lost 2 out of 15 matches. That's an enviable record. But Anderson's had a good little run. He's playing well. And I can't split them, to be honest, Mark. I think that this game is going to be very, very close. And I'd be very, very content if I was Gary Anderson to take a point to move on to 19 in the knowledge that Peter Wright would have to beat Van Gerwen and that Phil Taylor would need at least a point against Robert Thornton. So my scenario here is Anderson 6, Barneveld 6.
Okay, 7-2 for the draw in that game. Then we'd move on to Robert Thornton against Phil Taylor. Phil Taylor would still be in the playoff places at this point before he takes on Robert Thornton, if John's prediction is correct. Well, it would be anyway, wouldn't it, because Peter Wright plays last. But it's 5-1 for Thornton, the draw 4-1, and Taylor 2-5. Does Taylor get it done on his own in this, John? Will he have to rely on results as well?
Well, Taylor's on 18 points, and legs difference, according to my records, of 10. I think that he needs to win to be sure, because Wright is on 17 points and his legs difference is 11. So should Taylor only draw and Wright then beat Van Gerwen, then Taylor's position might be precarious, particularly if Anderson's picked up 2 points from his game against Barney. Even though I've tipped him to draw that game, it's not inconceivable he could win it. That's the way in which Phil Taylor might miss out in a top four place. If he fails to win and Wright and Anderson do win, then it's good night, Mr. Taylor. So, yes, he'll be all out to make sure that he gets this one under his belt. In a way, it's a little bit like, I suppose, a quarter final for him. If he loses, he could go out of the competition. If he wins, he knows that he's in the semis, which, of course, at the O2 on Thursday week. I'm taking Taylor to win this, but only by one break of throw, and I think that he'll beat Thornton 7-5.
Okay, 7-5 to Taylor in that one, and that's 9-2 in the betting. And then we'd come down to the final match of the evening, Peter Wright against Michael Van Gerwen. Peter Wright 16-5, the draw 9-2, and Michael Van Gerwen is 1-2. Peter Wright knows that he pretty much has to win this no matter what happens if he's going to qualify. Do you think he will, John?
Well, of course, if he wins, he qualifies, probably, because Taylor and Anderson would both have to win to deny him. And yet a win doesn't automatically mean that he has a place, because Taylor and Anderson might both win. Let me get back to basics. Wright, Van Gerwen, if ever he wanted to win a dart match, he wants to win this one. I know for a fact that some of the players have not been overjoyed with some of Peter Wright's antics. A talking point amongst them is most certainly the way in which he appears anyway, whether it's intentional to be disrespectful to his opponents or whether it's just him trying to be a smart player, a smart man, turning to the crowd when he's got a dart in his hand still to throw at a double and just making a show of it. Whether it's that or whether it is disrespectful, the players see it as the latter. And Van Gerwen I know, wants to, in inverted commas, knock his head off and make this a lesson for Mr. Wright. They see him as the new kid on the block. They see him as an intruder who actually is probably punching above his weight. I personally think that Peter Wright has deservedly made it into the Premier League and deserves to be in the top four because he really has put in his performances, particularly in the first half. I must admit that I've been rather disappointed with one or two of his antics. I can put up with his hairstyle, I can put up with his clothing, and I certainly can put up with the quality of his darts. I admire him. But one or two things have left me a little bit bewildered regarding his turning to the crowd. When he wanted a 147, he gets the treble 20, he gets the treble 17. We're all waiting for him to get the double 18. And what does he do? Turn round with the great Phil Taylor behind him and gesticulate to the crowd, come on, come on, this is where I'm going to get, you know. And I think some of the players see that he hasn't earned the right to do that anyway, whether you do it or not. I think Van Gerwen will win this. I don't think it'll be a slaughter, although Van Gerwen would love to end the Premier League stage in the same way that he begun it, with a 7-0 victory. On that occasion, it was Phil Taylor. I don't see that. I think Wright will win four legs. I'm taking Van Gerwen to win this 7-4.
Okay, 7-4 in favour of Van Gerwen. Currently 6-1 on the website. Some interesting comments in there from John. Let's just have a summary, John, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your correct score predictions one more time. And a John Gwynne lucky 15.
Yes, the lucky 15 for the last league week of the season. No more lucky 15s after this. It's Chisnall 4, Lewis 7, Anderson 6, Van Barneveld 6, Thornton 5, Taylor 7, and Wright 4, Van Gerwen 7. Good luck.
Good stuff, John. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to listening to you on InPlay Radio again on Thursday. And next time we speak to you on the podcast, it'll be finals night at O2.
Indeed it will. And all I can say is I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I'll be in the Leeds studio on Thursday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.